With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Sunday, November 21st. And before you start your whole football day, I have to say, Mark, I really have not been watching football. I don't know what has gone on. Maybe I just never quite got into it, and our team stinks so badly that it's just hard. I don't know. I'm not getting into anything. I'm very into my, you know, we talked to Paul from Buffalo yesterday. I am into the Bills. I like that. But I'm going to be super bummed out if I have to like watch Tom Brady or the Patriots just, you know, dominate. This is going to be a bad half of the season. So I'm just doing nothing. Did I tell you about seeing Bob Kraft at the beach? It was weird. The dude is driving this like electronic blue, turquoise blue convertible Bentley. We're walking the dogs and I see there's like a guy in the, there's a car in the distance that looks like it's stuck, like almost doing a lawn job. And Jackie says to me, go help that old person. Looks like they're having a, maybe they can't get the car in gear. We're going to go help them. So I walk over and it's Bob Kraft who can't seem to get his Bentley in the right gear. He does a lawn job in front of a big beach entrance, which is like a beautiful area, and goes like skidding off. Like it was so weird. And I like, maybe he's like having a stroke or something. It was so nutty how he couldn't get the car in gear or something. That's my Bob Kraft story. So if you're busy trying to find out who owns which teams and why they can't drive, we would be delighted to hear from you. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact button, and don't forget to tell us if you'll come on the air. We have up next, Joe from Minnesota, who's on the line. Hi, Joe. How can we help you out?
Well, I have just some general, I guess, retirement questions. I'm 49 years old. And I'd like to retire in a perfect world in about 4 years. I will have a government pension along with a 457B that I've got about $560,000 in.
Great. The government pension, what will the amount be if you were to retire in 4 years?
Approximately $6,000 a month.
Does that cover most of your needs?
I think it will. I don't. We don't have any liabilities. Just about 6 months left on a vehicle payment, and one other small payment. So very little liabilities and mortgages paid off.
Great. And you have a partner or a spouse that you just referenced?
Yep, I do. I'm married, and we have a 11-year-old son as well.
Okay. Does your wife work?
She does part time.
Okay. How old is she?
The same age.
Okay.
49.
Tell me, in 4 years, are you going to stop working completely? I mean, you're pretty young, so you're in your 50s. Would you do something else, you know, to keep you busy and stay out of her hair?
Yes, I will do something. I don't know what it is, and probably it would not be full time.
Right. But is it fair to say that with your government pension coming in and her part-time work, and then maybe you'd work a little part-time, you won't need to be dipping into other money. Is that correct?
Meaning my 457?
Exactly.
That's the plan, not have to dip into it for monthly needs, if you will.
Right. Totally makes sense. How about money outside of the 457 plan? Do you guys have some cash that's built up?
Not a huge amount. I suppose about $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, I guess it's called a mutual fund with about $40,000.
That mutual fund, that $40,000, that's a non-retirement account. It's not like an old IRA, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's good. So there's a little cash. Will you have health care coverage as a government retiree?
I will not. That's one of the obstacles that I'm going to have to look into because I don't have to come out of pocket.
Nah. You might have to get a job, dude. How much
You're
money?
Not supposed to tell me that.
I know. Well, you could get an easy job. You could be like a barista and work 20 hours a week and get some insurance. Like, we just need some insurance coverage just because the kid's so young and you
exactly.
guys are so young. So I'm going to make you go back to work, but not full time, just enough to get some insurance. And
okay.
now tell us more about what is in front of you. Like, what is the actual question that you have?
Well, I'm a little bit frustrated. And recently we've met with two different financial, I guess, advisors, you call them.
Mm-hmm.
And my purpose for that was just to see, you know, are we doing okay? Is there anything different that I should do, especially in the last 4 or 5 years?
Okay.
And both almost immediately brought up life insurance of some sort. And my initial thought, again, I'm uneducated in this, but my initial thought is I have no interest in committing to, you know, 10, 15, 20 years worth of life insurance premiums.
You may say you have no experience and you don't know anything, but you are 100% correct. I would never look at life insurance for someone in your situation. I presume what they think would be the smartest thing in the world would you to be to take some of your beautiful 457 and dump that into some horrible life insurance product, which you should not do. Absolutely
okay.
should not do. Maybe they think that you should use your pension instead of paying your bills. Maybe you should use that to buy insurance. No. There's no reason you need insurance right now, except to say you need some term life insurance that would protect you. Because I'm wondering, let me put this bluntly, if you were to drop dead a day after you retired, would the $6,000 a month go to your wife and child?
I have the option that I can do what's called a survivor benefit,
yeah.
which I plan to do.
Right. The only reason you would buy life insurance is if you were going to do it just based on your life and then put a big policy in place so that if you were to die, they'd have the ability to collect that. But if you have the opportunity to do a survivor benefit, you don't need it. So you're right. Those people who are, quote unquote, advising you, not good advice,
mm-hmm.
not good advice at all. And in fact, I would hesitate to even say almost bad advice. What I think would be really smart for you to do is that you keep plugging away. Maybe, I don't know, is it possible for you to reduce your hours and stay in your job, or do you hate your job?
I wouldn't say I hate it, but I would not be able to reduce hours. I mean, it's a...
Yeah, okay.
A full-time spot, so...
I mean, I guess what I would say is this. Over the next 4 or 5 years, here's what would be great. What would be great is if you were to be able to find something you could like doing... Get excited by that. You've got time to explore this and something where you could get some health insurance. Because if you were working 25 or 30 hours a week and it was fun and you got your health insurance, boy, that makes your financial life look a heck of a lot better. The idea of just stopping in 4 years, you know, it's okay. But if you don't have health insurance, you are going to need to suck money out of your first, your non-retirement assets, and then your retirement assets, and then your whole picture doesn't look quite as good. So my recommendation is skip the life insurance, get a job with health insurance. How does that sound to you?
You know, that sounds very reasonable. And if I could, one last question I had too.
Sure.
I've heard the term self-insured, if you will,
yep.
and you brought up, if I were to die, it seems to me that my family would be okay between pension and 457.
Yeah.
Am I incorrect in
no,
saying that?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if
okay.
you wanted to, through the government, here's a question. Can you purchase life insurance for, say, a 10-year term? Could you just do that through the government or not?
I work for a city, so I can't say that for sure post-retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm covered now while I'm working.
Yeah. So here's a kind of an interesting thing. So you know you're covered while you're still working. If you wanted
correct.
To, just because you said, look, I got an 11-year-old, I'm just scared that, you know, I need 10 years of coverage. You could certainly hop online, go to, you know, Policy Genius, and just see what would a 10-year term life insurance policy cost me. Maybe you get, I don't know, $500,000. And you pay that price, and you know that you're covered. And that's that. The other thing is to, while you're looking into that, see through the city whether or not they have life insurance that you can buy in addition to what you own. And you want to find out whether that kind of coverage would be portable, meaning you could take it with you when you leave. And sure. That might just give you some peace of mind while you do have a young child, right? So it would be certainly worth it to know, like, the worst case scenario, there's a little extra money, college is paid for, I don't have to worry about anything. And my wife doesn't have to worry about, you know, that she can't pay the taxes on the house.
Sure.
So I think that's what I would look into.
I will look into that.
Okay, that's it for the program. Hopefully a nice short week for everybody, but we are broadcasting every single day, so don't worry. If you would like to ask us a question, just go to the website, jillonmoney.com, and hit the contact button. It's very easy to do. We also would love it if you could leave us a rating or a review. It really helps us out. Try to do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.